Dvar halacha or lachotei kislev. Zmanat lukas ner chanukah. So it's well known that the beginning of the Zmanat lukas ner chanukah has different shitas, different minhagim, whether it's skia. It really is skia, but the question of which skia. It's not really skia or tseis, it's skia, but the question is which skia. And so everybody goes according to their minog, and some daven mayer first and then light. No matter when you light, so you should make sure that it's all set up beforehand, so when it reaches the Zman Hadlaka, you should light right away without any delay. Now, l'chatchila, you should light right away by the Zman Hadlaka, and if what happens is that there's usually, many times, someone that's not home, someone that'll come late. So, really, l'chatchila, you're supposed to light bizman. You can start juggling other factors. Let's say the balabayas is going, you know, the one that usually lights is going to be home late. And really, the mitzvah bo yosem bishlucho should, is an imperative that, you know, you try to work things out, Chanukah, that you will be home bizman hadlaka. You shouldn't start with the dieved that you won't be home bizman hadlaka, so what should you do? Now, if the wife will light, so some say it's not really a violation of mitzvah bo yosem bishlucho, because the wife is much more than a shliach, she's also mechuyev, and she, it's ishtok gufo, and it's her house also, so it's not, so some say that's a little better, but certainly, I guess that's all that's ideal, or l'chatchila mamish, to try to work things out that you are home bizman hadlaka. Otherwise, it's really unclear, it's machlaikas, like if mitzvah bo yosem bishlucho should take precedence over zrizin magdimin. So some say that by ner chanukah there's more of hakpod that should be bizman. So it's not just a question of zrizin magdimin, it's a question of lighting at the proper zman, so that trumps, so to speak, mitzvah bo yosem bishlucho. Others say, again, that's why whoever's there, like say, I'll always ask someone, it depends if you're lighting for the inside. There's other factors to juggle. The other factors that come into play are if you're lighting inside anyway, if you don't have a place that's pasuach lishus harabim, so you're really lighting for the bnei bayis anyway. So although it's lechatchila, sheba lechatchila, as we'll call it, to still light in the time frame that Chazal gave, but there's much more room for leeway if you're lighting for the bnei bayis. Also, the fact that kol regel min hashuk nowadays, b'metzius is much later. Let's even call it, let's say, if you can call it 9 o'clock, would be basically, I think there's a very big shift in traffic. I mean, everybody will say what they hold, but, you know, whether it's 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, what, you know, where your children are, so maybe that's where you get the shift, that you, it's really a marked lowering of the volume of traffic. And then in the big cities, of course, there's always traffic, especially if you're on the FDR Drive, there's always traffic there. So, but not many people have a menorah that overlooks the FDR Drive. Some people don't even know what I'm talking about. What's FDR Drive? FDR Drive is the Kvish 1 on Chanukah. Okay. Anyway, so you have to juggle these factors, and you should try to work things out to light bizman. B'di'eved, you come home late. So again, if you're lighting outside, then to light like real late, let's say after 9 o'clock, is a serious question of making a bracha. And you probably should not make a bracha if you're lighting outside. That's what I hold after 9 o'clock, so someone will say 9:30. But certainly the din that b'di'eved you can light a whole night and make a bracha, b'di'eved is probably not that way if you're lighting for the outside people. And that which it says in many Sifri Halacha, that b'di'eved you can light a whole night even with a bracha, is talking about the inside people. Now the Mishnah Berurah says you have to wake up your bnei bayis if they're sleeping. Other achrayim say that it's not, you don't have to push it. You're lighting from the inside and you're there. Maybe the chatchila you should, everybody's maida, but the mishaburah smashon, if I remember correctly, that the avid you wouldn't make a bracha if you don't. Or, but if you're home alone, then you then you make a bracha when you light l'chayra. So I think as a bottom line, we could say that if you're lighting inside the house, which you should do if it's very late, you came home, someone emailed me a shayla today, that because of traveling and the like, the first going to come home a chatzos, and there's nobody else home, and what should they do? So worked it out. So the ma'isa, you can light with a bracha, but not if you're lighting out. You can light with a bracha the whole night up until Amud HaShachar, but then you should definitely light inside the house, or at least in a place where you could see it also. But to go light outside, and it's late at night, I think after 9, or say after 10, let's say, I think a bracha should not be made. If that's, you shouldn't do it that way. Okay.